Welcome. Here are some introductory words to this course, entitled Acknowledge Your Fundamental Goodness. This course has come into being because some people who did not have the possibility of receiving adequate help to deal with their situation had to manage to help themselves. This is why this Help Yourself course has come into being. This course doesn't start by dealing with our problems. First of all, we need to discover our inner perfection, our pure consciousness, our being. This is why this particular course has a universal value. It also helps me, even though I feel well and am satisfied. It helps anyone in any kind of situation. I myself follow this program, but also because I am happy. Here we don't proceed from what is wrong to what is right, but in recognizing the essential nature of our mind, we find stability and manage to overcome our useless addictions. This is a course of joy, and this is where I'd like to express my gratitude and pay tribute to the wisdom, compassion, and infinite patience of our masters. In my life, my gratitude goes particularly to Piyar, to Gurumayi Chitvilasananda, to Swami Muktananda, to Sally Kempton, to Swami Nityananda, to Swami Vishwananda, to Swami Ramdas, to Sri Satya Sai Baba, to Maharishi Mahesh Yogi, to Vilayat Inayat Khan, to Hazrat Inayat Khan, to Elizabeth Heitch, and to my mother, Cornelia Forster. For this course to be successful, it's important for you to participate at 100%. You can't listen to this course while doing some odd job or driving a car. It doesn't work like this, because you wouldn't be able to do the exercises required of you. You should dedicate an hour a day to this course, with total focus, and preferably with your eyes closed, because this is when your attention is at its best, but also because most exercises and observations concern our inner being. If you don't have the time or possibility to do the course like this today, then I suggest you turn off the CD and wait for the moment when you will have the necessary time and attention. I can guarantee that if you do this course seriously, you'll be successful. Within a fortnight, you'll feel a new, good and strong wind in your sails. With all my heart, I wish you to recognize the beauty, greatness and strength of your inner nature. I wish your feelings, thoughts and actions to be on the same wavelength as your fundamental goodness. I wish you to have complete confidence in your fundamental goodness. I wish you lots of love and that you may learn to fill your own being with joy. I wish you to be happy for no particular reason. We'll deal with a variety of topics. The love and strength within you. The level of pure consciousness. The various possibilities of identifying oneself, the doubts, emotions and possibilities you have to improve your situation. You've had time to experience your limits, so this is the best time to take your life into your own hands. Here you will find thoughts and exercises that help you widen your horizons. Peace, love and happiness are within your reach. You have a lot of potential. This is possible because the basis of your consciousness is absolutely pure, bright and clear. This essential level of your consciousness has never been contaminated by your past experiences or actions. I will explain this more clearly through an analogy. When you go to the cinema, you see a film with all its stories on the screen. If you turn around, you see the light of the projector. The clear and powerful light of the projector has never been touched or contaminated by all the stories, all the films that have been projected on the screen. It will always be the clear light of the projector. Your mind continually projects its films, nice or ugly, on its screen, but the light of your consciousness will always remain the clear and pure light of your consciousness, pure and uncontaminated by all your films, your stories, your experiences. The clear light of your consciousness is absolute. It's perfect. There's nothing that can complete or improve it. This is why your development, your evolution, does not go from bad to good. To start with, you need to experiment and recognize your inner perfection, your inner good nature. This is when you will have found your inner direction. This will give you the possibility to reorient yourself. You will also have to decide what you really want in your life. You need to take note of this and put your thoughts, feelings, and actions on the same wavelengths as your inner good nature and perfection. This is a very important step. As you can see, you have good perspectives. Peace, love, and joy are within your reach. You might also be grateful for your past mistakes, because they will have brought you to have a break in your film and to look inside you to experiment and recognize your inner perfection and purity. I can't tell you how long this deliverance process takes. I don't know. But in a few days' time, you will already experiment a bigger inner freedom. You will be able to have total confidence in this evolving process. And as time goes by, you'll be able to recognize the golden thread in your life. I will now read a poem by Jalaluddin Rumi, a poet from Anatolia, who lived in the 13th century. Rumi is a poet I love, and his poems always touch me deeply. Come, whoever you are, wanderer, worshipper, or runaway, it doesn't matter. Ours is not a caravan of despair. Our caravan is one of infinite joy. Come, even you haven't carried out your intentions 1,000 times, come, come again, come. With all my heart, I wish you to recognize the beauty, greatness, and strength of your inner nature. I wish your feelings, thoughts, and actions to be on the same wavelength as your fundamental goodness. I wish you to have complete confidence in your fundamental goodness. I wish you lots of love, and that you may learn to fill your own being with joy. I wish you to be happy for no particular reason. Our program continues with the mantra chant. Paramjyoti chanting the mantra Shivoham, Shivoham, Shivoham Bol, Soham, Shivoham, Shivoham Bol. It is a Sanskrit mantra from the Hindu tradition of yoga, a mantra of pure consciousness. Sing such a mantra opens the heart and gives the mind peace. By singing together, you have the possibility to begin to tune it with this energy and this level of experience. I have received permission to use this mantra here for this course. My gratitude to Paramjyoti. The whole course is structured in this way. To start with, there are some words, considerations, or a mental exercise. This is followed by a mantra chant that gives you the possibility of opening your heart and giving you serenity and peace of mind. You will be able to experiment how the mantra chant leaves you with a positive energy that does you good. We will chant a selection of mantras that come from various traditions of mankind. These mantra chants come from Hinduism, Buddhism, Christianity and Islam. On the piece of paper enclosed, you will find the mantra wording. At the end of the chant, we remain in silence and start meditating. As the days go by, we'll use different methods of meditation. In time, you will discover what method is best for you. This you can then practice regularly. Today, we won't be using a particular method, but we will simply remain seated in silence with our eyes closed. I wish you a good chant. We'll now sing Shivoham, Shivoham, Shivoham Bol, Soham, Shivoham, Shivoham Bol.
Thank you.
Now we'll meditate. Remain seated in an upright position, with your eyes closed and in silence. If the chanted mantra still rings in your ears, this is a good sign. Listen to it inwardly, in silence, as long as this is possible. Remain in this silence for a period of 10 to 20 minutes. The CD offers a background of music for the meditation. When the meditation finishes, there's always a brief musical conclusion. Take care and enjoy your meditation.
Shanti Om, Om Shanti Om.